Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 6th of June 2017. Can a nurse who smokes promote health? This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Does it matter if a nurse smokes, and will they be effective at health promotion? This was the subject of an article from Spain, which was based on a study aiming to explore the views of current and ex-smoker nurses on their role in supporting patients to stop smoking. The article by Majika et al. 2017 was titled Health Professionals' Personal Behaviours Hindering Health Promotion, a study of nurses who smoke. The study used interviews with nurses who had or who still smoked in one hospital in Spain. The views of the nurses varied. One nurse who thought it made no difference said, "I think that in terms of patients, it, being a nurse who smokes, doesn't have an impact on the care provided to the patient. I mean, the patient knows when you're at work you are a nurse." But another disagreed, saying, "I think it does have an impact. I think it does. For example, if a patient is trying to quit and has a lung cancer, and a smoker nurse who smells of nicotine approaches him, advocating for something that she's doing wrong, that has to provoke some kind of reaction in the patient. Even in the face of patients ill from a smoking-related disease, nurses were able to justify smoking. I've experienced situations like when you're taking care of a patient who's very ill, gasping for breath with a lung cancer, the family very uptight with, it's very bad, and I've got out and said, I'm going to smoke. I mean, the situations that overwhelm you, that you can't control with medication, that you can't control, that affects your human nature, you know." The authors concluded, nurses with an unhealthy behaviour, such as smoking, experience internal processes that might have a negative impact when engaging in health promotion practice. Smoking nurses may be inhibited as health promoters without noticing it, and they may need help to address the conflict that they experience between their professional responsibility and their smoking behaviour. If health promotion practices are to be enhanced, interventions that help these health professionals are necessary.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.